Country 99.9 WTUZ. It's Parma Lee. Close Your Eyes. Eric McElroy and Michelle Spring tag teaming it today, waking you up, kicking off a weekend. Of course, I already told you we're jam-packed today. Next hour, what's new and polls, of course, all morning. That brought to you by Kickin' Country. Chances to win, $25 to Bell Stores, a prize for the Tuscarawas County Fair. Actually, a family four-pack of tickets to the fair. So there you go. That is only 10 days away. Michelle Spring.
So crazy. It's coming up so fast.
Believe it or not. Even sooner than that, it's morning headlines, because those are right now.
This Saturday marks the first show at a local theater for their 2018-2019 season. Boss Styx is a combination of two classic rock artists, Boston and Styx, and they will be performing at the Performing Arts Center this Saturday. The September 8th performance will feature songs from both Boston and Styx. Tickets start at $35 and are still available for their 7:30 p.m. concert. To reserve seats, call the PAC box office. Committee meetings are underway after the 2018 Farm Bill passed strongly in the U.S. Senate, but divided in the U.S. House. Part of the Farm Bill's goal is to help farmers sell their produce to consumers directly and create jobs, with one out of eight jobs in Ohio food and agriculture related. In May, the House voted the Farm Bill down, but eventually passed as a bipartisan bill, while it had bipartisan support in the Senate. The current Farm Bill, the Agricultural Act of 2014, funds programs all the way through 2018. For more headlines, be sure to visit us on Facebook or at WTUZ.com.
That's right there on social media. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can find our Kickin' Country poll questions this morning. We will get to those momentarily. But hey, breaking news yesterday morning, legendary actor Burt Reynolds passing away at the age of 82. I'll be honest with you, that was breaking news to me this morning when I came in. I didn't know. I guess I was oblivious all day yesterday afternoon. When did this happen yesterday, Michelle?
Around 2:45, 3 o'clock. That's when I got the TMZ push alert.
Oh, the old notification on your smartphone, huh?
Right.
Burt Reynolds' rep confirmed that he died of cardiac arrest. According to the family, it was totally unexpected. At his home in Jupiter, Florida.
Well, I think I saw that he had heart problems.
Did he?
Yeah, I thought.
I think I may have heard that before. He had some surgeries maybe before
in
the past.
Right, right. I thought that he had had some previous heart conditions or maybe previous heart attacks even. I don't know.
Known for his iconic mustache or moustache, however you pronounce it.
I remember him with that one, what was the Playboy spread? Or Playgirl spread?
That would be Playgirl, yes ma'am.
Was that what it was?
Well, Playgirl is for women and Playboy is for men. Depending on your interests, obviously. I mean, I just read it for the articles. But
right
now we know what Michelle's into.
It was a Cosmo. It was a Cosmo magazine.
What was he doing?
You've never seen that?
Yeah, he was
famous,
posing scantily clad,
yeah,
or what?
On a bearskin rug.
Wow,
you've never seen that?
Chest hair and all.
Chest hair and all.
Hey now, Bert.
Hey now.
Of course, known for his '70s film Smokey and the Bandit, Deliverance, which was actually nominated for an Academy Award. The Longest Yard, he was nominated personally for an Oscar for his portrayal of the adult film director Jack Horner. This is where I thought you were going, the 97 film Boogie Nights. I thought you were about to reference Boogie Nights there for a moment.
Nope, sorry. I've never seen it. I actually don't know if I've seen any Burt Reynolds movies.
He was not The Longest Yard. Maybe that's the only one I've seen. I've seen bits and pieces of Smokey and the Bandit. So, I mean, it's
pulling up his IMDb to see.
There you go. I mean, it will be a mile long, I'm sure. He starred alongside Dolly Parton in The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. That was 1982. Also, he starred alongside Reba in a 93 film, The Man from Left Field. Dolly and Reba and, a number of other celebrities giving their condolences via social media yesterday when this all went down. I thought this all only happened in threes, right?
I know, that makes me nervous.
Robin Leach, Aretha Franklin, John McCain. I thought we were done for a while. Then all of a sudden, boom, Out of nowhere, Burt Reynolds smacks us with this.
I know.
Poor guy.
I know. I hate it. Does that mean two more people are going to pass away?
I don't know. That's what I don't know. Is that now everything happens in fours? Is that the new theory out there?
You know what? Betty White is still kicking it. She's like 93.
Yes, Betty White is still alive and still well, right? As far as we know.
Yeesh. Okay, let's not talk about it.
Do not jinx anybody.
I don't like bad juju in the world, so let's just not talk about
despite
it.
Despite what you think about Burt Reynolds, I mean, I'm sure he was a good guy, but he was born in Michigan. You can't hold that against him, that state up north. Raised in Florida, though, actually. Get this little nugget. He was actually an all-conference running back at Florida State back in the 50s.
I heard that, and did you hear who his roommate was?
No, tell me.
Lee Corso? Thank you.
Lee Corso, okay.
Yeah, that was his roommate.
That's the guy who now does the whole headgear on college game day. Corso's old, too. He's got to be in his 80s. He recently just had a stroke a few years ago.
He did?
Yeah. And his, I mean, you can kind of tell. Now, when you're that old and you have a stroke.
Stop.
I'm just saying. I mean, you can kind of tell when he's on
he's
TV 83. And stuff. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
How old was Burt Reynolds? 70?
82.
82. Oh, so they weren't that far apart.
But get this. Apparently, Burt Reynolds, was headed to the NFL. That's what everybody said. That's how good he was. Until he suffered a knee injury in a car accident. And that ended his chances. Then he bounced around, went to New York for a while, then took some acting classes, then, of course, out to L.A. and Hollywood, and that's when he first got on camera. He was a stuntman for a while, and then they were like, dude, your mustache is pretty dope, and you're handsome. Let's make you a leading man.
Right. Oh, my.
Yes. Burt Reynolds, dead at 82. So.
Corso released a statement saying that they were lifelong friends, and they stayed in
touch.
Lee
Corso and Burt Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He said they talked once a month for as long as I can remember. Mm. Just 2 weeks ago, they were talking about the upcoming football season and the Knowles.
Wow.
Oh, that's sad.
Star of course, movies, television, and tabloids, too. I mean, listen, back in the 80s, wouldn't you say tabloid magazines really burst onto the scene and took off, like, in the 80s, late 80s?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Sometime around there. That's what I would think. Of course, I mean, Burt Reynolds, I mean, he was linked to dating. I mean, you name an actress or a model back in the 70s or 80s, you know.
I know. I was reading a little history on his personal life yesterday, and I thought, wow, handsome fellow not around.
While you were looking at the pictures of him on the bearskin rug.
No, that is the only thing that I can, besides the mustache, that's the only thing I really ever knew about him was that picture.
No, it's good to know where your head is at.
No, it's just where, I don't know. Just news.
Weird day yesterday. Also, I heard you mention this in the top of the hour, the Cincinnati bank shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Dude just showed up, 29-year-old. They released his name too, right? I've seen it two different ways. One, I've seen it with a Santa in there, Omar Enrique Santa Perez, or I've just seen Omar Enrique Perez, but maybe they want to drop the Santa. I don't know. We are how many days away, Michelle, from
until Christmas?
Yeah.
I think there's only like 13 Saturdays until Christmas.
13 Saturdays?
I don't know. Hold on. Let me look it up.
Yeah, I mean, you're supposed to be the Christmas aficionado over there. Four people, including the gunman.
109 days.
109 days. Mm. Anyway, four people dead and the gunman in that downtown Cincinnati bank shooting yesterday. Police Chief Elliot Isaac, he's been in the news all too much for the past year or little more than that. Shooter just went in there, opened fire at the loading dock at the Fifth Third Bank building. I guess he had enough ammo and everything else to do more damage than he actually did. Officers, I mean, got there quickly. I mean, it amazes me how fast the law enforcement and these responders get to situations like this. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just insane. Then the gunman died in a shootout with police shortly thereafter. But I'm sure we'll find it. He's only been living in Columbus since like 2015.
Cincinnati.
I'm sorry. Did I say Columbus?
Mm-hmm.
My bad. Good. That's why you're here, Michelle. Good call.
You're welcome.
But no, he has only been around the Cincinnati area since 2015. Not much more at this point is known about him, including a motive, if he is a native of the United States or where he's from, that kind of thing. But I'm sure we'll find out one. Either it's linked to terrorism or he had some sort of mental health issue. I mean, you can just boil it down to one of those two factors.
Something or other.
When it comes to these mass shootings now.
Right.
At this point.
I'll never understand it.
Yes.
That is for sure.
Hey, let's lighten the mood. I mean, talking about death and everything this morning. J.R. Smith is always good to lighten the mood for us, right? Right?
I like me some J.R. Smith.
By the way, the Cavs, they should have won game one of the 2018 NBA Finals.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, I'm still not over all that. Back on July 26th, J.R. Smith was in New York City. Some guy tried to take a selfie with J.R. Hey, man, it's J.R. You want to take a picture? He wasn't in the mood, right? J.R. was not. Apparently grabbed the dude's cell phone and threw it into a construction zone.
Nice!
Right there in Manhattan. All for a fan just trying to take a picture. Well, now he has to go to court over it and everything else. He spoke to police in New York City a couple of days ago about all the allegations that he threw the man's phone into that construction site. He was issued a desk ticket for that misdemeanor. Hold on, it's a misdemeanor to throw someone's phone in a... I mean, how do you classify that as a misdemeanor?
I don't know.
Wouldn't you just maybe pay for the guy's phone, damages?
I'm sure he's got enough money to do that.
Criminal mischief is what they categorize that as. He has to actually go to court later this year for the whole thing. His attorney says this is nonsense, and we're not going to respond to nonsense. Nonsense twice in one short quote.
Means they're real mad.
Mm-hmm. J.R. Smith, obviously, the... player who will now live forever in infamy. It's hard for me to believe he's still on the Cavs team.
Stop.
After what he did, to be honest with you. I have about zero level of excitement for the Cavs.
Zero level
upcoming.
Of concern?
Zero level of concern. Do I still...
I have zero level of concern at this stage.
Thank you. I have zero level of concern about the Cavs upcoming season. I knew I needed to save those two at least. The only LeBron sound now that... Fitz remains here.
Right.
On my soundboard.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. I like JR. I hope they keep him around. Don't laugh at me.
No comment as to why you might like JR Smith. Hey, by the way, it's a Kickin' Country poll question Friday. KickinCountry.net. Also find them on social media, hot food, cold drinks. It's all there at Kickin' Country Dance Club, live entertainment weekly. Of course, the bar and the great food, kickincountry.net. Seconds off of Route 77. Michelle, do you happen to have some questions over there for us?
Did I already give
a drum roll?
Yeah.
All right.
Your favorite, so football season, kickoff, NFL season was
yesterday. High school here.
High school's been here. We're in week three.
College now is going into week two, and NFL week number one.
It's the best time of the year. So what's your favorite football game snack or food when you're at the game? What do you like to eat?
There you go. We want to hear from all of you.
The second question is, Sunday, big game. First game for the Browns.
Oh, big game, bro.
Who wins, Browns or the Steelers?
Just take me in now, bro. I can tell you who wins right now.
Okay, let's just be a little optimistic.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be positive patties
today.
Does
this guy play for the Browns? No? Okay,
no.
Then we really don't have a shot.
Positive Patty, okay? Don't be negative
positive
Nancy.
Patty?
Yeah, don't be negative Nancy over here.
I don't think I've ever heard. I prefer maybe positive Paul. Maybe that one. I like that one better than Patty.
You look more like a Patty.
Positive Patricia. Positive Pamela.
All right. And the last question for today is, are you offended by Nike's decision to have Colin Kaepernick as their new spokesman?
Oh my God. So offended that I'm wearing Adidas today. I'll tell you that.
Shut up.
Those are all up on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Oh, wait. You know what? You forgot one. Fair themed. To win that family four-pack of tickets.
You did? Where is it?
To the
I
fair.
Don't see it.
It's the very last one posted. It's a good old picture of Rodney Atkins. Just basically, we want to hear what you're most excited about for the upcoming Tuscarawas County Fair. I mean, lots of things, whether it's the food, the concert, the entertainment, to see us at the Z Country Cottage, you name it.
I'm sure they're thrilled to see you. They can't even wait. They're buying their tickets now.
Did I say, come see me? Like I'm the main attraction. I said us, as in Z Country. But anyway, I don't know where I was going with that. You have chances to win the family four-pack of tickets to the fair. I'll pick a winner this morning, and Sean and Berkey will do the same later this afternoon on that same question. So there you go. We covered a lot right there, right?
I think so.
Can we take a break?
Sure.
Sounds good to me. I see you out of my peripherals anyways, and it sounds like, you know, we need to take a moment. Anyway, right? We're good?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, cool.
Bye.
Z Country 99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric McElroy in the morning. Michelle Spring, she is over in the newsroom. Hey, believe it or not, I wanted to mention two more birthdays. Grandpa Frank Zerfley, is celebrating a birthday today. Also, Ashley Zerfley, probably related. I'm assuming they are, because these birthdays were submitted by the same person. but anyways, happy birthday to those two individuals right there. Michelle, you are standing by with morning headlines.
I am.
Whenever you're ready, take it away, my dear.
Children of all ages will be able to explore many service vehicles, such as an ambulance, police car, and a fire truck, up close and personal at Dover Library's annual Touch a Truck event tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Lunch will be provided for free, and DJ Larry will be on hand to get the party started. This fun annual event will take place right in front of the library on Walnut Street. If you have any questions, contact the Dover Public Library at 330-343-6123. The Tuscarawas County Anti-Drug Coalition is sending a message to warn parents and teachers of a battery-powered device that heats nicotine and looks just like a USB flash drive. The CDC says the Juul e-cigarette has the same high level of nicotine as a pack of 20 cigarettes. Parents and teachers should know that the Juuling device can be easily concealed and mistaken as a USB flash drive. While there is no long-term research to what vaping or e-cigarettes can do to a body, preliminary findings are noticing a condition called popcorn lung. For more information on the Juuling device or e-cigarettes, visit the CDC website at cdc.gov/tobacco/infographics. For more headlines, be sure to visit us on Facebook, Twitter, or at WTUZ.com.
I thought you were about to say for more information on e-cigarettes, visit WTUZ.com. I thought that's what you were going to say. I was going to say, wow, do we have a link up there at the top for e-cigarettes or something? Oh, my God. Although it was a short week for me, I don't know why it seems like it was a full five-dayer for me.
You're just so overworked.
It just seems that way,
gosh.
Michelle. It just seems that way. Hey, what is new
for your weekend? What is wrong with you?
Brought to you by Kickin' Country, kickincountry.net. I'll tell you what's new going on this weekend at Kickin' Country in a moment. But first, new albums today, Runaway June, female trio. They have that song Wild West, which was near the top of the charts like a month ago. This is their self-titled debut, Runaway June. Also, non-country releases, Paul McCartney. Ever heard of him?
Mm-mm. Who is he?
His new album, Egypt Station, out today. Remember, we talked the other day, he said he saw God in one of his hallucinogenic trips back in the day.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I need a come-to-Jesus moment.
That's for sure.
Right about now. Lenny Kravitz, Raise Vibration. New album from him. You all right over there? And next week is a big week. Willie Nelson's My Way, his album is out. And then Carrie Underwood's new album, Cry Pretty, will be released next week. So there you go, on the forefront. The Nun, a new movie in theaters. It's a priest with a haunted past. That's all you need to know. Yeah, I'm excited for scary movies here during the fall Halloween season.
You're on your own.
Peppermint with Jennifer Garner in theaters now, as of today. And God Bless the Broken Road with the Rascal Flatts. No, I'm just kidding. It's this movie has something to do with someone grieving the loss of her husband. A financially struggling widow meets a race car driver. Seems like a thrilling movie. There you go. In theaters, well, now, still, Crazy Rich Asians. That movie's been number one for like 3 weeks in a row.
Even
after Labor Day weekend, it stayed on top.
Wow.
And The Meg is...
I heard it's really good.
I have no interest, though.
Okay.
It says here, the contemporary romantic comedy based on a global bestseller follows native New Yorker Rachel Chu to Singapore to meet her boyfriend's family. Chew on that. See what I did there? Because her last name was Chu. What's out now for you to rent, buy, or stream? Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom with Chris Pratt. I heard that one is much better than the first Jurassic World with Chris Pratt. It goes back to its gory T-Rex ripping your arm off kind of days. I don't know if it's that gory, but I heard it's better. It's just what I was hoping for in that film. A T-Rex ripping someone's arm off.
Yeah.
And that's what you want to see with a dinosaur flick, right?
I guess.
Won't You Be My Neighbor? Some documentary about Mr. Rogers.
Some documentary.
Is out now. Well, I mean, it's out now for folks if you want to see it.
I want to see it.
Were you that hip into Mr. Rogers?
Well, now and again.
Did you like cardigans that much?
I'm wearing one right now.
You know what? You are wearing a cardigan right now. Because Jared keeps it at 70 degrees in here.
Sometimes it's colder than that.
I understand. Hey, what's new on Netflix? Black Panther is there starting today. Actually, a couple days ago. On Netflix, which is kind of weird because, I mean, this movie made $1 billion. It's one of the top-earning movies of 2018. It's already going to Netflix. You know what I mean?
Right.
Those movies normally take a while.
I know. Well, don't you remember, like, back in the 90s when movies would take, like, almost a year to come to VHS?
You're like, when is this coming to VHS?
I know. And now it's just everything's so instantaneous.
Please be kind and rewind. Also, new to Netflix, The Breakfast Club Classic and Groundhog Day is there. Amazon Prime for those primers, Scarface, Jerry Maguire. That's new to Prime.
Wait, what's that classic line from Jerry Maguire? Show me the money!
There's one right there. I'm sure there's one between him and Renee Zellweger, right?
I can't remember.
I thought there was one.
That's a good movie.
You Complete Me, is that?
Oh my God, that's right!
Yeah, is that it?
Yes!
That's what I thought.
So good.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird? No,
that's the Notebook.
That's The Notebook, I know. Hey, speaking of films, remember that idea that the Academy had about a popular film category? Outstanding Achievement in Popular Film. Last month, they added a new category to the Academy Awards. Well, now they shelved that idea.
Oh.
Just a month later. That new category will be no more. The president of the Academy Awards, John Bailey, he said the new category, it was well-intentioned, but misunderstood by its critics. Now it's gone. Really, there was no parameters. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As to, you know what I mean? How a film could be nominated for this category. That's why everybody was like, well, hello, how can this, you know what I mean? What are you going to put in there for popular film? How is that different than
best
film or whatever? Right. So they got rid of it. But you always see films, to go back to Black Panther, that film, it's like one of the top earning films of 2018, and it would not have been nominated for top film, right? Best film or best motion picture. I think that's what that popular film category was for. You know what I mean? But still, people were up in arms.
Up in arms.
There's more to be up in arms about.
Did you throw your arms up?
I did. Because that is the saying, and that is the motion, right?
Motion of
like
the
a roller
ocean.
Coaster. Up in arms.
Right.
Hey, also, what's new for your weekend? Big Z Sports tonight. We'll get you geared up for week number 3. Some of the games, which are actually poll questions, believe it or not, for you guys to vote on. There's Garaway, Danville. These are all on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. There's Sandy Valley and Tuskegee Valley. That's our game of the week. Carrollton, Cambridge, Ridgewood, and Coshocton, Dover, Worcester. Those are some of the games you can vote on. But also, Michelle.
Talk to me.
We do have some other poll questions up for a Kickin' Country poll question Friday. Run them down.
Football games. If you're at a Friday night football game, what is your favorite snack or food? Do you want me to give you some answers, people? Or do you say nachos?
Nachos
what
are a good
Trojan
one.
Nachos? Is that like a Tusky Valley thing?
I don't know. Or it could be a newcomers town thing. You never know.
Oh my gosh, this person said Troyer Trail bologna and cheese.
You need to calm down over there.
That is so good.
I'm not big on bologna.
Wait, no, wait a minute.
Or bologna.
Have you ever had trail bologna?
Listen,
We have not talked about this.
This was a topic of discussion about 2.5, 3 years ago when I started working here.
Mm-hmm.
What is trail bologna?
That's it. I'm having Chad bring it. We have some in our refrigerator
right
now.
No, I'm not eating it.
Yes, you have to have trail bologna.
I don't like bologna.
Listen, it is so good.
No, it's you put it like with like crackers and cheese, right?
Yeah. Just cheese.
Just give me like sausage and that same stuff.
You have to try trail bologna.
No, I don't want it.
Oh my God. I'm going to force it.
I don't want it. Good luck.
A little kid. Some people are saying buffalo chicken dip. Where do they sell buffalo chicken dip at a football game? But I mean, if you're doing like a tailgate,
That's basically what this was. If you're watching a football game at home, hot wings, pizza, that kind of
home.
Doesn't mean
you didn't specify.
I think you're overthinking it.
Sorry.
What's your favorite football game snack or food?
So our second poll question is: the Browns and the Steelers play Sunday. Who's gonna win? Right now, it's 55%. They say the Browns are going to pull it off.
All righty, then. Whatever they say.
Oh, no. We asked people, are you offended by Nike's decision to have Colin Kaepernick as their new spokesman? And 58% of people say yes, they are offended.
Hmm.
The Rodney Atkins affair?
Yeah.
It says that, what was it? Which was the comment about your favorite? What are you most excited about at the fair?
There's
over 100 comments already.
The fair 10 days away from now. And we'll pick a winner from that later.
They'll get a
family 4-pack of tickets to the Tuscarawas County Fair.
There's so many things. What are people saying? Family food.
So many things.
There's so many things that people are saying.
So many activities, Michelle.
Food, rides.
I mean, the list is endless, really, to be honest with you.
How fun.
Poll questions and what's new brought to you by Kickin' Country. What's new at Kickin' Country this weekend? Tonight, a DJ and a patio party. I tell you what, one of these nights after Big Z Sports, I'm over there for that patio party. Tomorrow, live music as well. Whole bunch of events into next week. Find their calendar on their website, kickincountry.net. New words added to the Merriam-Webster dictionary. Words! We're going to go through some of them right now. 840 new entries to be exact.
That's crazy.
Obviously, we don't have time to go through all 840, but we'll go through a few here. Okay. Listen, abbreviated forms of casual speech and writing.
That's how I talk.
Listen, it's well documented, Michelle. That is how you talk. Even this morning, I did something, who knows what it was, strange, probably picked my nose or something, and you said, stop. I said, how'd you see me? You said, out of my perif. And I said, that means peripheral vision. Very nice. And then that prompted me to use that word later on this morning, just because, you know, I'm a fan of big fancy words like
big
that.
Fancy words.
That's right. Like peripheral vision. But some abbreviated terms are now in the dictionary, which makes them official words, Michelle.
Right.
If they're in the dictionary, there's now an entry for MARG, which is short for, of course,
Margarita.
What? There you go. Very good job. We'll quiz you.
Yeah.
Fave, which
fave
is.
Skis. That's what I say.
I'm sorry.
Fave skis. Favorite.
Fave is obviously fave. Bougie is now
I don't really
in the
get
dictionary.
That one. I don't know why that's in the dictionary.
It's a bougie.
I mean, I know what it is, but.
It's a substitute for the other word. What is it? Bourgeois. That's what it is. Basically, it refers to the middle class. Bourgeois. is what it means. But bougie is a disparaging substitute for bourgeois. Ribby
What's ribby?
For baseball, RBI. Oh, RBI. Run batted in. Right. Because for a long time,
you... Who calls it ribby?
You watch SportsCenter now and again. They'll say Frankie Lindor for the Indians had 3 ribbies last night. 3 runs batted in.
You can't just say RBI?
I mean, you could.
I mean, it's 3 letters, please. You're adding more letters.
Right. Right. You know what? That's an interesting little acronym, RBI, because you could say somebody... For instance, and you hear it all the time, so-and-so had 3 RBIs. Well, mm-hmm. You can't have RBI. That'd be runs batted ins, okay? It's already RBI as runs batted in, right?
Mm, yeah.
So you had 2 RBI, runs batted in. RBI, does that make sense?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I see where you're going.
Now we're just getting way too and now I'm just going to say ribby. Each and every, he had 3 ribbies, or he had 1 ribby. If beer is your thing, hophead is now an official term.
That's a thing.
Somebody who is into hops and into different kinds of beers. Listen, just give me a Bud Light. You know what's not too bad, honestly? It's a good old Michelob. Michelobes aren't bad. Mick Ultra. I'll take one of those.
You're a lightweight.
I'm just saying, those aren't bad, Michelle.
My favorite word that I use all the time is going to be in the dictionary.
Oh, Lord, I can't.
Adorbs. That's totes adorbs.
I'm sure totes is already in there, but now you can have no fear in saying that. You can say, hey, those are both real words now.
And guac?
Yeah, guac, short for, of course, guacamole.
Yeah.
In the dictionary. A goat is in there, not the animal.
Oh, like the acronym?
Yes, for greatest of all time.
That's crazy.
The most accomplished and successful individual in the history of a particular sport or category of performance or activity. That is the definition of goat.
Hangry is in there. Sometimes I think we get hangry because we are up so early in the morning, we don't eat enough. Well, you bring your little Debbie snacks.
I do bring my little Debbie treats. Food bank, self-harm, new words in the dictionary. Another acronym here. I've never seen this used before. I actually had to look this up to see what it was because I had no idea. With the capital TL semicolon DR.
What does that mean?
Do you know what that means? Too long, didn't read is what that means.
What?
I've never seen anybody use that ever.
Are you that busy?
TL semicolon DR, all caps.
Oh,
too long, didn't read.
Goodness.
That actually made the dictionary, believe it or not.
Lord have mercy.
Generation Z, also a new word concerning
a whole generation of people.
A whole generation of people. Generation Z. People born in the late 90s and early 2000s. Mm-hmm. You want to hear something crazy?
Tell me.
I was talking to my wife last night, and it's her first week of school.
Mm-hmm.
She teaches 8th grade.
Ooh, that's a rough one.
Okay. Yeah. I forget what they were doing. There's some get-to-know-you thing. You know how it is on the first day of school when you're younger like that. Your favorite CD, okay?
Oh, gosh. What did they say?
Kids were asking her what a CD was.
No.
Seriously. Seriously.
I would bang my head against the wall.
These kids, this blew my mind last night. The kids she's teaching right now, this year in 8th grade, my wife, were born in 2005.
Oh, my gosh.
Michelle,
college.
We were out of high school. She told me that last night, and it was mind completely blown off
of
my body. I know.
They don't know what a CD is. Come on.
Legitimately, no. And we were talking about it, and we were thinking, okay, if they were born in 2005, mm-hmm. that means when did you start listening to music, start making your own decisions? Ooh, I like this. I might want to listen to this. I mean, maybe we'll just
say 6th grade.
We'll say 10 years old, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just say 10 years. That means by 2015 is when they started really making that. Of course they don't know what the heck.
That was 3 years ago.
I know.
Ah! What is happening?
Back to new words. Words in the dictionary. Zoodles. Noodles made from zucchini. Anybody, especially males out there, turn in your mail card. You ever eat zoodles or make them?
Why?
Noodles made from zucchini?
I don't know. That sounds good.
No, thank you. Bingeable. any show that, of course, is worthy of watching episode after episode after episode after episode. Now it's an activity.
Mm.
Bingeable. Time suck. Where basically, where you do something And you cannot get that time back in your whole... An activity to... Here's the official definition of time suck. You ready? An activity to which one devotes a lot of time that might be better, more productively spent doing other things. Sort of like my job right here. Huge time suck, right?
Terrible.
Huge, huge. Airplane mode made it. Rando.
Instagram is on there.
Instagramming, right?
It says they're using it as a verb. So yeah, Instagramming.
Okay. Yeah, Instagramming. That means you're just scrolling on the gram.
Is the gram in there?
Facebooking, maybe Twittering, tweeting. Tweeting
a mocktail? Really? Come on.
No, hold on. A mocktail, that is... I already know what this is, quick. Isn't it just basically a non-alcoholic cocktail, non-alcoholic drink?
Right. Yep. Just a drink.
Could you just call it a non-alcoholic beverage, really, right. if you wanted to?
Crazy. Some of these words are too much.
Yeah. 840. It seems like we just went through 100 of them.
I feel like now we're just allowing people to talk like this. Talk crazy. I mean, I guess mm-hmm. I talk like that, so I really can't.
Yeah, no, you really do.
Not like crazy. I just say fave, adorbs, totes, all the good ones.
But you yell at me when I say moment, and when I say moan. We'll be back in a moan when I say things like that.
There are certain words you cannot abbreviate, and moan is not one, because when you abbreviate moan, it's mom.
Words, polls. We have polls. It's a Kickin' Country poll question Friday, Michelle Spring. Multiple questions are up. And I'll run down those questions for us, if you will.
Well, give me a second here.
Oh, my dear God.
My thing...
Hold on. Here's the deal. If you already know one off the top of your head...
I do.
Just do that one. Why whatever loads, for example.
Are the Steelers going to win this week? Or Browns or Steeler, who's going to win this weekend? And 60% of people think the Browns are going to win.
Okay, they're all wrong, and I'll tell you why.
Why? Because that's called optimism.
This is the 20th... season opener for the Cleveland Browns since 1999, okay?
They're different this year.
The 20th. You know how many they've won out of 19 so far?
Zero.
One.
One? That's it?
One.
Oh, man.
So, the odds are not in their favor.
Well, it's a new year.
Yeah, sure, whatever you say.
Hard Knocks, I watched that, and that really got me pumped up. I think that they're going to do well.
It's a hard knock life for all of us Browns fans out there.
Jeez.
To reference a Jay-Z song, and then even before that, it was he sampled that song from somebody else, not to go too
Annie. It was a musical.
Was it?
Yes.
All right, there you go. Annie.
It's a hard knock life.
Yeah, you're right.
Please.
Yeah.
Okay, and then another poll question is, are you offended by Nike's decision to have Colin Kaepernick as their new spokesman?
We kind of touched on it all week. I'm not... 53% say yes, 47% say no. I'm not offended by Nike's decision, really. I mean, I'm just kind of flabbergasted, words, as to why they chose him, really, just to put it all in a nutshell.
Thank you for your... opinion.
No problem. It's what I'm paid for.
The last poll question is your favorite football game or snack. And a lot of people are saying...
You made that. Your favorite football game or snack is what you said.
I meant to say food or snack. My bad. A lot of people are saying buffalo chicken dip.
It's totes okay.
You should... Yeah, totes my goats. Wings, pretzels, nachos and cheese... Trail Bologna is still on there.
Here you go. Dale Gilmore. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Captain Morgan and pizza or Coney's. That's really all that needs to be said. Maybe throw some wings in there as well. Bud Light pizza and wings. PJ Imes, you're on it, buddy. You're on it with your Bud Light pizza and wings.
I'm going to get you to try Trail Bologna and Swiss cheese before this.
I am set in my ways. I know what I like. I know what I don't like. I know these things.
You just have to try it. Don't be a negative
Nancy. Is Trail Bologna bologna?
No.
What is Trail Bologna?
I don't know.
There you go. That's the same answer I get from everybody. If you can't tell me what it is, I'm not.
Just try it.
No.
Just try it.
No, thank you. Next hour, maybe you like an hour from now, give or take. Michelle, we will pick the winner for our final question about the Tuscarawas County Fair. Let us know what you're most excited about for the fair. Of course, the most exciting and best week of September coming up in just 10 days from now, the Tuscarawas County Fair. Will we all pick a winner from those folks who have commented next hour? Family four-pack of tickets to the fair will be handed out. Shauna will do the same thing later on this afternoon.
Hey, before we go,
yeah.
I have a little behind-the-scenes video that if anyone wants
to see, it's on
our Instagram page.
No, listen to me right now. Listen to me. You did not have my authorization to use...
Just a little behind the
scenes. To use my video or my likeness.
Of what people do around here.
I didn't sign off on any of this.
When the music is playing.
Let me see this. Whose Instagram is this on?
It's on our, WTUZ.
Oh, good Lord. On our story?
Yeah.
Okay, here I go real quick.
Are you going to play the audio?
I'm looking at it real quick. Just on my phone. I'm not going to plug it in.
You have to...
Oh... My God. Did you... Hold on. Do you get me walking out and assaulting
chasing
you?
Me? Yes.
Michelle. You don't have authorization. That may have...
Jared said I could do it.
It doesn't
matter. We've been
trying
to get
not,
you...
That's not Jared plastered on Instagram. That is me.
We've been trying to catch you because what people don't know is that when... We're off the air and the music is playing. You pretend that you're on America's Got Talent and you're belting your little heart out, trying so hard to win that competition. And I've been trying to get a video for weeks now. And I finally got a little one, not a good one, but I'm gonna keep trying.
It's funny because I just belted out the lyrics and I looked over there to see what you were doing.
I know. In the video, you can see you looking for me.
Because oftentimes I sing to you, Michelle. I like to I don't do it for myself. I do it for you.
Right.
And I look over to see where you are at, and you were nowhere to be found. And I go, well, she's probably somewhere around here with her phone recording me. And you were.
Gotcha.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
All right. That's there for your enjoyment. Let us know what you think if I have what it takes to be the next American Idol. No. Z Country 99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric McElroy, Michelle Spring. And Babbling Brook is here, too. You want to know what's funny about that video, ladies? That, I mean, I was being stalked, and unbeknownst to me, this video of myself got posted. I did totally look over there for you. Like a lost puppy dog after I belted out some
lyrics. You were like, point to her.
I was like,
wait, there.
There she was in the hallway.
Oh, that was good.
Being a creep.
We needed evidence.
Right.
You know?
WTUZ on Instagram. Also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Our polls are up there and stuff real quick. Brooke, real fast polls. Browns or Steelers on Sunday?
I'm going to go with Browns.
All right. Are you offended by Nike's decision to have Colin Kaepernick as their spokesman?
No.
She shakes her head. SMH, no. your favorite football game snack or food?
Gosh, I don't... food,
I mean, you're watching... No.
Food?
Your snack, food, if you're watching a football game, what are you eating?
Oh, probably chips of some sort.
Chips, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe some dip with that?
No, I don't do dip.
Ruffles, Lay's...
I like Doritos.
Cool Ranch Doritos.
One of your favorite parts about the fair?
My favorite parts of the food? The animals. I love going to see the animals.
All right.
Yeah. So that's my favorite.
Okay. You do have Z News for us.
Yes, I do.
What's going on, Brooke?
All right. In this day in history, in 1813, the United States gets its nickname, Uncle Sam. And then moving up to 1963... the National Professional Football Hall of Fame was dedicated in Canton.
Yeah, right up the road. You
That's
know
right.
that? Did you know that, Michelle?
I still
no,
have
I've
never
right
been
the
there.
Road.
I've road. Never been there
See,
yet.
Don't take it for granted.
I know.
I think we do as.
I do need to go sometime.
Yeah, but we do because it's right up the road from us.
Right. 1979, ESPN made its cable TV debut. 1996, Tupac was shot. Oh. Yes. And then 1998, There's Something About Mary hit number one at the box office, but it was 8 weeks after its release.
Kind of weird, right?
Weird. It is
it
weird.
It became a cult classic.
Yeah, it's believed to be the first film to rise to the top so long after it was released. Holidays for today, it's Google Commemoration Day, National Feel the Love Day. Do you not feel the love today, Eric?
I don't know yet.
Since we... We got you on film. We caught you.
He doesn't like when he is... he feels embarrassed when he's caught.
Yeah.
But yet he likes to razz Brooke and I.
Oh, right. Right. I know. Can't...
Carry on, ladies.
Can't get it, but you can...
Silence.
Carry on.
Can't take him. Okay.
Okay.
It's National Beer Lovers Day and National Lazy Moms Day. That's a nice one. I wish I could take advantage of that.
Yes.
Oh, I wish I could tell you. My husband never does anything, but...
We didn't say that.
No, that was not even what I was thinking there at all.
But you were like, oh, I wish you could take a lazy mom's day. Moms are always doing everything.
Well, I've had a lot of work to do lately.
Love all the moms,
so that's why I'm saying that.
Michelle's alone one day with her kid all day. She's hashtag single mom, hashtag single mom.
It's one day a week and it's just a joke.
What?
I don't know. That'd be a long day, I think. For real.
It can get that way.
Yeah. On TV today, Stand Up to Cancer is on at 8. Who's performing
on that
one?
There's a bunch of performances and celebrities showing up. I'm sure there will be a country act there.
I thought it was Keith Urban or something.
I think you're right. We'll go with that.
Okay. 90 Day Fiancé Before the 90 Days is on at 8. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives is on at 9. Terry Bradshaw will be on Jimmy Kimmel Live. And Cher will be on The Late Late Show with James Corden. She has a new song out, right?
She might be doing carpool karaoke with him tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Who knows?
Well, that'd be fun. She's up there, isn't she?
Or should I say carpool sherryoke?
Lord.
She could be what, in like her 70s or like late
up there?
Mid-70s maybe? I'm sure she still looks like she's 30, though.
Yeah, flawless. No, she'll be all right because she believes in life after love.
So she does. In country news, Kane Brown announced yesterday that he's going to embark on his first arena headlining tour in January. He says he is ready.
Yeah, dude's going
to get out of the clubs.
He'll have a busy fall and winter. A new album, new tour, all that good stuff.
Yes. Let's see. Granger Smith, Ray Lynn, and Danielle Bradbury are among some of them who will be with him.
All right, Brooke, are you doing okay after your fall yesterday?
I'm good.
You fell?
I did.
Right.
Oh, I didn't tell you that.
Yeah.
I have to show you my scar, my bruises.
She has battle wounds.
I did.
Did you fall here at the station?
No.
Hey,
oh,
okay. Michelle still has some Icy Hot in her wrap. From the doctor.
Oh, hey, okay. I might
when
need
I tripped
that.
Over the sidewalk, yeah.
So
I
there you go.
That girl.
I mean, listen, we all work in radio. We don't want you to incur any more medical bills than you already.
Oh, no kidding.
Already have to. All right. Later, Brooke.
Yeah.
Michelle, you're always around. You'll be back later too.